Hi, Aaron and Noah. This is Anna, and I'm just calling in to tell you guys that you guys are really funny, and I really love your podcast. And yeah, basically that's it. And I really hope that you guys had a good time at Otakon. I really wish I went, but unfortunately I live on the West Coast, so yeah, I don't have time or the money. So yeah, thanks. Bye.
All right, so we're here with YK. No, you're not YK.
God.
The other one, Soar.
You totally blew it.
I know.
You totally blew it.
I know. He's of the Randomization podcast. So you just got to Otakon a few hours ago?
Yes, I did.
What are your first impressions?
When I walked in, it was kind of like, what? This isn't very interesting. And then I looked at the map, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll go here. Maybe it'll be more interesting. Then I went to the dealer's room. And I'm like, whoa!
Had you been to other cons before or not really?
No, but I have been to, there's a, like a Japanese festival in where I live. And I go there every year.
Oh, okay. But yeah, this is way different. So wait, you got, and also I have the weekly anime review people here. But this is your first Otakon. What are your first impressions and so forth?
This is really big.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I mean, it's the scope is a lot larger than anything we've been to before.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It took a little bit getting used to yesterday, but yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
like, even just the artist alley here is bigger than any dealer's room I've ever been to. This is insane.
Yeah, it's huge. I guess it's like, when it comes to really big cons, there's like, Anime Expo is different in that the artist alley is really tiny. It's like one little hallway of people. And then the dealer's room is even bigger than the dealer's room here. It's kind of more spread out. It's like a bizarre space. Like, there's this warehouse-sized room, and, like, they run the registration line and the line for the masquerade through a room this size. And then you go through another room, like, that size. And I don't, like, there's just so much, like, underground space. Like, it kind of dwarves this convention center in a weird way, where it's an amazing amount of concrete and stuff. Like, the whole population of California can fit in there, I'm pretty sure.
Feels that way.
Do I have anything to say?
Do I have anything
any
to say?
Them?
So how was the 8-hour drive to get here?
A lot of fun.
I believe it. I don't know, it reaches a point where I feel after you go to a few conventions, it's like at another con. So this con is a lot like the other cons, huh? Yeah. So I guess maybe I'm jaded. It's to the point where I feel like, okay, so it's August, going to Otakon. Here we are to Otakon. It's a good con.
But I have like a, this is my fifth Otakon, but now I've been to so many cons, they're all kind of starting to blur together. So I'll be like, another hotel con, like another hotel. Oh, gee, like, wasn't I just here like last month? There's also, now there are things I'm starting to see over and over and over again in every Otakon. Like, there's this one guy who always dresses as Harlock. And the first time I saw him in 2002, I'm like, awesome, he's dressed as Harlock. That guy's the greatest. And I took a picture of him, and I, like, it's only one of, like, 20 pictures I took of that, you know, of that particular con, because my camera really sucked that I borrowed from a friend. So, I looked at that a lot. He's been here every year since then. Like, he was in the panel last night, and I'm like, still really cool, he dressed as Harlock. But
and you
it's
really,
getting old.
You get an appreciation of quality over time, because... Like, you'd be walking through the hallway and you'll hear, you know, somewhere off in the distance, whoa, look at that Sephiroth! That is an awesome Sephiroth! And you turn around and you look at him and you're like, nah, he's not that great. I've seen better Sephiroths.
Yeah.
Like, he's okay.
Yeah, like, but my friends who haven't been to cons are like, look at that awesome Jiraiya. I'm like, it's not even the top five Jiraiyas that I've seen.
Man, Otakon 2002, now that was a Sephiroth, right? And there's, oh, yeah, this is a good Sephiroth. All right, so I like it's to the point now. I spend a lot of time at the table. You know, I come for the AMVs. I come to meet other podcasters now. Hopefully, now that podcasting is becoming a big thing, I'll have something new to do at Oticon and other conventions. Let me go back to Soar. Let me go back to Soar and ask. I guess they're showing a lot of anime here. Is there anything on the schedule that you intend to watch, or is there anything that you wish you could watch that isn't here?
I have a schedule, but I was.
I mean, I hate to put you on the spot.
I was. We'll be around, I was together. Hoping that the Conqueror of Shambhala, the FMA movie, would be showing, but I think that was yesterday, or it's tonight, or something. I think it might be at 6 tonight, and that's when I'm leaving. So
yeah, we'll be.
Oh no. You're leaving at 6, so you're only going to be here for a couple of hours.
Yeah. And I might come back tomorrow, so I don't know.
Okay.
It's okay. I thought the FMA movie was very good.
It was a woman. I saw it. I just want to see it, though.
Well, that's pretty good. What? Oh, all right. Well, anime review, they left. They're gone now.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Way to go to a panel.
What are you watching these days? Like, what series are you keeping track of?
I finished FMA a while ago, and I started Bleach, the manga, and I'm going to start the anime soon. I'm really far behind in Naruto.
Yeah, so are we. Well, we tried to make it through the filler arc, and we just couldn't do it. It was like swimming through quicksand, and eventually we just got dragged down. The internet is now saying that somewhere around episode 225, the filler arc is going to end.
I'm only like on 57 or so.
Okay. So you haven't hit the filler arc yet.
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, there's at least you have things to look forward to.
Yeah.
All right. That's super awesome. So what are we on?
It's a good thing I didn't get coffee.
Oh, we almost have.
I can look it up right now, but I'm trying to open this jar. So here, you open the jar.
All right.
Not really. Like, in fact, there's not electricity. Some of the pods have electricity, but they make you pay for it, like, if you're an artist. So let's find out what episode of Naruto Aaron and Noah are on. The jar is defeating us. We are on episode 179. I've downloaded up to 182. I don't know what the current episode count is. There's some Death Note cosplayers. Distract tiny off the jar. Alright, I'm going to stop this.
What will happen if you listen to a randomization podcast? Put a quarter in, free jelly beans will come out.
But maybe they're not free.
Because you put a quarter in, maybe you got gypped.
Yeah, listen to our show. Things like this happen on our show. We're going to talk about jelly beans coming out of people's noses next show. And you can listen to it and figure out that, wow, these guys are cool. Yeah.
Because we are in sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
And we're doing a podcast, and it'll probably continue. Because next year, we'll be in seventh grade.
Where we could say we're in 7th grade!
If you like 6th graders, if you like anime, if you like manga, if you like gaming, if you like any of that stuff that you used to do in 6th grade, or just a otaku and want to hear what the new otaku has to say, listen to our show. Here, I'm going to give you a secret. I'm going to tell you a secret. Go to www.randomizationpodcast.tk.
randomizationpodcast.tk.
Hey, this is Tim Park at Doki Doki.
Hey, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Hey, this is Tim Park of Doki Doki Productions, and you're listening to the Ninja Consultant Podcast, eh?
about.
Like, how are you enjoying Otakon so far? What's the awesomest thing that's happened today?
Awesomest thing that happened today is I visited Dan Kim of the Clone Army site, the Manga Clone Army site. He does several webcomics, Nana's Everyday Life.
Snape's on a plane.
But it's great to see so many artists out here just spreading their talent around for people to see.
Weekly Anime Review claims to review a new anime each week, but he just missed a week. Here's the reason why, by his own admission.
I kill without remorse. I really liked killing little girls without remorse.
But there is a podcast about Japanese cartoons out there with hosts that can murder little girls and release their podcast on time. That podcast is Anime World Order. Visit us on the web at www.animeworldorder.com or search for anime under iTunes for anime news and reviews. Brought to you by three responsible psychopaths. Anime World Order. We kill children timely.
The proceeding is brought to you by the friends and supporters of Anime World Order, namely the weekly anime review podcast.
A USB studio condenser mic.
I got it for my birthday. Or
how much did this cost?
I don't know, because I got it for Christmas.
You just said you got it for your birthday.
Either way.
Well, no, no, no. I'm exposing your lies right now. This is how Phoenix Wright operates. You find holes in people's testimony.
Phoenix what?
Phoenix Wright.
What's Phoenix Wright?
What? You're not entitled to have a podcast anymore. This is Daryl Surratt, who knows about Phoenix Wright. Stop listening to this podcast, the Ninja Consultants that don't know about Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney. Listen to the Anime World Order podcast.
I know what Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney is.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can listen to my half.
We're partially qualified.
Three quarters qualified.
Yeah, I saw a cosplayer walking around with him earlier.
Whatever, yeah. Phoenix Wright, Getter Robo, Fist of the North Star. That's what my podcast is about. And the Dark Lord Cromdor. You're listening to some podcast right now about Chiyo-chan and Naruto and a giant L on its shirt. What's wrong with you?
What do you have to say, Daryl?
This con sucks. No, I don't know. It seems like any other convention, only more of it. Sort of like that movie The Jerk with Steve Martin, where he's living in that crappy house with like the broken stairs, and then he gets a lot of money. So what's he do? He makes the house bigger. It's a bigger house, but it still got all the same problems of the house before. The stairs are still crooked. It's just a larger set. That house is this convention.
I can see that. Although, one thing you guys talk about a lot in your show is, like, if there was an over 18 con. But isn't that really, the only cons I've seen that do that are, like, maybe Yaoi Fest, or it's, like, the Yaoi Convention, or there was one that was, like, a Yuri con before it merged and became Ona Fest, was over 18. Isn't that, essentially they become all porn cons. Like, you know that, right?
I think it has to do with the programming.
Yeah. The personality screened. More appropriate, maybe.
But you've been to Otakon before, right, Gerald? So
my fourth year, yeah.
Okay.
How long have you been staring at this Nintendo tech support guy's ass crack hanging out right behind the Ninja Consultant table?
Oh! Thanks for that.
Let's get a good shot of this. There,
we'll put it up on the website.
With Aaron's, there we go.
You have to make sure he has the Nintendo controller on his arm.
Here's Aaron. There in the background is the ass crack of a millennium. Yeah.
Oh, it's a MySpace camera angle.
There we go. There it is. See?
Extreme close-up of the face.
There we go.
Angle.
This will be up on everywhere.
That's great that MySpace invented a camera angle. That's pretty good. All right, what else did you want to say?
I was going to inquire as to how you did in the Artist Alley this weekend.
Oh, like crazy. We sold out of all the... Basically, I didn't take inventory before I left of t-shirts, which is obviously very foolish, but... I took about half of all the t-shirts that I had left from, I don't know, from before. So I didn't have a huge number of I Survived the Filler Arc t-shirts to begin with, but we sold all of the ones that I brought with me. And the Ninja Consultant shirts sold pretty well, too. Not to people who know the show and like it, but like people who are like, awesome, Ninja Consultant, which is what I'm going for. That's why there's no URL on the shirt or anything like that. So even people who are like, that just sounds cool, they don't have to advertise anything. They just can be, you know, Ninja Consultants.
We're not like that. We're obnoxious.
Unwitting cogs in the machine.
That's right, because that's what a ninja would do.
Speaking of cogs in the machine, it's Mr. Dave Riley and Mr. Joel White from the Fast Karate for the Gentlemen podcast.
We just met these guys. We've never listened to their show, so I can't exactly endorse them yet.
Well,
but
all you need to know is that one of them is made of poison and the other one eats babies.
That's what their t-shirts say. You guys want to talk about Otakon? Have you guys been to Otakon before?
Yeah.
Like, how many times?
I think we're 5 or 6 year veterans
now.
Yeah,
like, this is my fifth. So, in a row? Or
yeah.
Starting
yeah.
What do you think about this year? How's it hold up?
Left.
Someone just swung every year, it seems like they get younger and I get older.
There's like some Family Guy line where he's like, that's what I love about high school girls. They get younger and I stay the same age. I get older, they stay the same age. I get every joke wrong and every quote is like way off. Yes, it does get younger every year. What else?
Now that they've outlawed signs, people just stand there with their arms open.
And shout for hugs.
Hugs at the top of their lungs.
You weren't here like, last
oh,
year.
Oh, yeah, this is a lot better.
Last year there was a guy that was standing at the bottom of the escalator who was getting a hug from every single person that got off the escalator before he's the police stopped him.
He's really lucky I didn't come down the elevator because some like unauthorized hugging usually gets a throat punch.
Yeah.
So one on what Friday I cosplayed as Noska, and people who recognized it, like a lot more people recognized Noska this year than last year. And it could be that I added like the gas mask to the costume, and that really clued people into what character it was.
From Desert Punk.
No, they didn't. So the Noska costume got a lot of like good reactions where they're like, "Oh, that's great, great Noska!" Like respectful distance, kind of thumbs up. But then when I dressed as Tamaki from Host Club, that's a new like fan sub only type of show. It's not licensed yet. So there are a lot of fans of that show, and it's really popular this year, especially with girls. That got some unwanted hugging, almost, like, not really a glomp, not exactly, almost.
Now what
some asking for hugs that was okay, all by girls. On Friday, I wore a shirt before I cosplayed, and it said Con Horror on it, a shirt I obtained from Patrick D., who founded and was chairing the con chair of the Anime Boston of Anime Boston for the last 4 years, but also...
Was it specially made for Stevie B?
Maybe. There was a small print run, but it's because he runs the website animecons.com, where you look up anime cons and stuff. So it also says animecons.com underneath. But Noah thought that would bring unwanted attention. Actually, nobody really noticed. A lot of people wear funny shirts. Look at you.
If you have the proper like look on your face, people leave you alone. Like I can wander through the halls without being bothered most of the time.
You're also a lot larger and not a girl.
Yeah.
Well, no, I have an ice cold stare that like says, you know, don't talk to me.
Yeah, and it's total blank face with like the sort of crossed eyebrows where you set people off. They don't know if you're gonna hurt them if they get too close.
Yeah.
But I am the master of giving people a look that just says I don't want to talk to you, and I've practiced it my entire life thanks to my father, who never stops talking. All right.
On the subject of never stops talking.
We got Daryl here. He never stops talking.
I stopped talking just now. No.
No, it just got quieter.
Yeah. They pulled the microphone away from me. We actually were here as press, and so today we had to go interview Monica Rial.
And Christine Auten.
And Christine Auten. We couldn't ask her to get a new headshot to submit to conventions because... she was too hungover to attend her own interview.
That's Monica
that
Rial is talking about.
Super professional.
She is
everyone.
Oh, every
voice
every,
of every single person in ADV
character.
Films' catalog.
Every annoying
and
girl.
There was
wait, is she the Super Milk one with the brown hair or a different one?
She's
probably.
She's what's her name?
No.
Tetsuko in Super Milk Chan, the milk bottle.
Yo, not the other. Okay.
Yeah.
She's like the robot.
She's and Wyatt there. From XL Saga. Yeah,
and we were saying that there's nothing that we're gonna say. I'd be able to ask her because we don't know anything about the voice actresses, but then there were 8 people sitting around the table, like one of them was professional press, and we were the ones who were asking every single question because no one knew anything.
Yeah, it was like Christine Auten was the only person who showed up to the interviews on the grounds that apparently nobody knew that they had to be interviewed today, yet the only time that anyone was doing interviews with the guests
was Sunday from 10 to noon. So if they had asked, when's my interview time, the only answer they could have possibly gotten was 10 to noon Sunday, and none of the guests showed up because they didn't know it, except for Christine. I don't know what the deal with that is.
Good I see.
Or this convention in general, as far as guest relations or programming or
organization.
You need to take four guys off the masquerade and have them tell people useful information or make them work quality control.
Yeah, there was really like a lack of staff presence this year. Like in previous years, it seemed like there were tons of staff people running around like to a ridiculous like 4-to-1 ratio. And this year, I didn't really see that many staffers at all ever. Like a very small handful.
Discreet. I've noticed them around, but their T-shirts were less obvious. Like they didn't have like the Otacon staff you can see me from space T-shirt.
Except we noticed one guy who was wandering around outside the rave, and another staffer walked by and said,
"Describe this guy, though."
All right. Okay. This big guy who had torn out the
sleeves
so you could see his bulging muscles.
And he had a ponytail
and he had a
and
badass
a
ponytail and this real grim look on his face.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Little bit.
Did you tell him the gun show was down the street?
Yeah. I had my tickets.
Don't worry, sir. I'm a veterinarian.
And one of the staffers walked by him and said, "Dude, get on patrol." He said, "I am on patrol. I'm patrolling the rave." Guy was a dick. That's all I've got.
I think that that's the only accurate response. I think that's the only accurate response to a situation like that. Like, what? An Otacon staffer's on patrol? That's like mall security, except they don't even get flashlights at Otacon.
Yeah, mall security, they have badges that say special police, which is somewhat akin to Special Olympics. Otacon has something similar. There's the people whose jobs it is just to check and see if you've got badges.
Yeah, I've noticed there's a whole lot more hired security guards.
Yeah.
But they don't really do anything to protect me. Like, where's the guy who just knocks someone in the back of the head when she tries to hug me?
Yeah. They don't go and chase down the people who are
It's like when you see the girl in, like, a bra and panties, that guy needs to be on point to take her out.
Like, where's the Secret Service agent that dives in front of my eyes so I don't have to see that? It's like, sir.
This is for your own good.
I remember watching the trailer for Koikaze at Otacon, and this could be, like, an interesting character drama. You've got the older man, and then the younger woman, and maybe they're like forced to live together and they have to learn how to get along with each other even though they're from vastly different generations.
Kind of like the little girl in Panda Go Panda. We're not going to talk about that again.
Which would be like a pretty good show considering the situation of Japan today where there's this incredible generational gap. But instead, no, it's about finding your little sister's panties in the dryer and then rubbing them all over your face while you masturbate in the bathroom.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw Koikaze on the screen, I was like, oh, crap.
Dave and Joel's Best Karate for the Gentleman.
The anime podcast for people who don't like anime.
Or podcasts.
Find us online at www.daveandjoel.com.
And get one of those.
We're at the Geek Night podcasting panel at Otacon. Guys are joking. Here, I'm gonna have no idea.
What are you talking about? Clearly, the world of podcasting is theirs. We just live in.
I'm sure they have a massive, massive listenership. Do you want to say something, Logan? I mean, I got a sense that, honestly, Aaron and Noah, Daryl and Gerald should all be up there. Just be a group of people all sharing their individual experiences. And I don't think these guys are capable of letting other people talk while they're talking. So it's probably just as well. Because Daryl would have to whip out another cloud pistol to get them to shut the fuck up. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about this.
Well, I think they know slightly more technical things, but not, like, ironically, they've kind of made a dig at Otaku Generation, but Otaku Generation does know the technical aspects. Like, they know how to run Phantom Power to mic and so forth, but these guys had to learn it like I learned it. Like, I haven't tried the same things they have. I've only done, like, one Skype interview, and it went badly, and so I just never did it again.
Hi, Ninja Consultant dude. What's up? Oh, wait, I'm talking to you guys. Right. Shit. Daryl, talk.
Hi, this is Daryl Surratt from Anime World Order, and we're continuing the exceptional trend of calling and leaving voicemail messages. during podcasting panels. Fortunately, this one seems to be a little better attended than the previous podcasting panel that this was done at. There are about 30 people here. Whatever. But
the room is still empty.
Well, it's a big empty ballroom, but this, they're not doing a show. They're kind of doing actual content about podcasting, which a similar panel at Anime Next, it was pretty fairly attended. Like, a lot of people did show up to hear about how to do podcasts from a tech generation, even if they didn't listen to their show. Showing up for their actual show is a different. Do you want to say anything else? No? No. Okay. I think we're about done.
So everyone's been yelling at us to do some promo.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I don't know. I all promos I hear suck, and it kind of sucks to talk about ourselves. What are we going to say? Yeah, Geek Nights is awesome.
Yeah, what are we going to say? You should listen to the Geek Nights podcast, the best podcast in the world.
Maybe we could do something clever. I don't know, make a story, some sort of funny gag.
But all those funny gags, you know, if it's so forced and corny, that's no good, you know, because our podcast is the exact opposite of forced and corny.
Yeah, like...
It's just let loose.
In a world where anime and manga are blah, 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 Geek Nights, Geek Nights.
In a world where geeks are king and they need podcasts 4 nights a week about everything, listen to Geek... It's such crap. That's not going to make anyone want to listen.
Yeah, so what are we going to do?
I really have no idea. I hate self-promoting. It makes me feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel like a shill. I don't know. What do?
We could just tell people the URL and they'll figure it out for themselves.
Maybe.
All right, Geek Nights, www.frontrowcrew.com.
That was painful.
Yeah, that felt really bad.
All right.
I walked in fashionably late to the podcast panel because we couldn't actually get an elevator. It was faster to walk down 25 flights of stairs.
Yes,
we
actually.
We were on the fourth floor and had to go through an emergency exit to get out of the hotel.
Yeah, that's the Radisson for you.
Yeah, I thought the podcast panel was surprisingly attended by a few people that were not podcasters.
Yeah, there were actually quite a few. Like, when they got everybody up who wasn't
podcasting, there was only like,
there were still people left in the audience.
Yeah,
I was amazed.
So, yeah, I guess some good happened out of that. Some few more people knew what podcasting was.
Yeah.
Although...
And people have your flyers to give. We got nothing.
But we're lucky we even made it there at all. Since Dave woke up, and I guess I woke up almost immediately afterward. Well, you tromped over me because your cell phone was going off. And, he looks at me and he's like, it's 10:07. I was like, well, good thing I'm already dressed because I didn't take off my clothes from yesterday.
Oh, well. That makes you no better than the rest of this mob.
Yeah. Well, he applied deodorant.
I managed to get deodorant on.
All right.
Okay, that makes you.
As long as you didn't just apply additional cologne to your neck so you could get the extra scaly Vegas neck.
Oh, yeah. There was some guy in line for something. What was that? Who was randomly spraying Axe in the air?
That's horrible. Like the Axe body spray.
Axe is not a deodorant.
Axe is not a deodorant. It's not like a security. We always make the joke. Security should walk around and spray people down for smelling too bad. You don't spray them with the Axe if they smell too bad. You want them to smell better than they do currently.
Yeah. Well, also, what if someone is allergic to like that kind of body spray? It's like, way to go.
That leads to hilarity.
Hijinks.
So when you said spray people down, you weren't talking about pepper spray and just subduing them entirely.
Unfortunately, because they'll be on the ground and then, you can't move them because they're morbidly obese.
It should be like when you know like they have to like clean like elephants and hippos for parasites. They just like tranquilize them and then run in with scrub brushes. Just hope they don't wake up in the middle.
This guy with Axe waving it in the air, from those horrible commercials, I wondered who was buying it. It was this guy.
Yeah.
And our roommate.
The commercial.
Here is Doki Doki. Hey.
Well, you know, we got.
Hey. So, did you end up editing? I stopped by the room last night, but they wouldn't let me in.
Oh yeah, the Iron Chef thing. Who won?
Brad, Adam X, and Shane Lee won for the gazillionth time.
Oh.
As a team?
Well, there were four people competing, and the two people that won are going to compete at AWA.
Oh, I see. So then they move on to like the finals or something. You gotta hold it closer to people.
Then did you end up editing?
The guy that didn't show up showed up, so I was there as a judge. but as a judge, I only had to look at the videos at the end. So we played Picto Chat during the while they were editing.
You're mailing this up to yourself.
Very good. What did you think of the final product there?
They were like really good. Like the difference between the first three, it was like 1 point between like the first three.
And they're going to be available online to look at somewhere?
I'm not sure. With the Iron Chef, it really depends on like who's running it and if they make the results available to the editors, because it's on the equipment that the organizers use.
Well, super good.
Question for everybody here. What's did you get anything of particular worth of the dealer's room?
Oh, yes, the Sukuban Deka live action movie.
I got those too. Did you get them for $35? Haha. Uh-huh.
What, both of
Why
them?
Why did you get a discount?
Because I know the guy. No, I don't actually. I just promised him stuff after the con.
He said he'd do render services.
His 5 year old's so listening to this $5. Podcast.
I've got to go.
Gerald is a whore.
We don't know anyone there yet, but as of next week, we have a friend who's going to work for Media Blasters. So nice. We no longer have to know a guy who knows a guy. Now we know the guy.
But our friend was previously like cutting TV spots for actual movies like V for Vendetta and stuff, and now it's kind of a step down, if you ask me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cutting trailers for Sukuban Deka, the
DVD
TV
offering,
series.
But DVD offering porn? They don't have the TV series.
So if they're going to be on the technical side of it, that also means they're going to be dubbing the porn.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's mostly, good. I hope
porn.
To hear them, you know,
That's
doing their
me,
good stuff.
The one with the...
When the horse demon starts to really wail, that's my voice.
I want to. Now you guys have an inside track, so he can ask John Cirabella about the gay stuff.
Right, right. And I mean, I know you were just out of college and you didn't know what you wanted to do yet, and you know, that's cool.
Yeah, as for things I bought, I'm holding in my hands some highly prized artifacts. It's three posters, one of which is Shaw's Counterattack. The other
nice.
One is Fist of the North Star, and the third is the crowning glory of all posters that are sold at this convention, a theatrical poster for Odin, Photon Space Sailor Starlight, the
that's
deal
like
of the
your,
century.
That's your anime of
yeah,
the convention.
Yeah, that sums up Daryl Surratt's anime, Fist of the North Star, Shaw's Counterattack, Odin, that covers it, pretty much. All I needed was Apocalypse Zero.
No.
And Mad Bull 34. Yeah.
You did not need Apocalypse Zero there, just not in poster form.
Yeah, I'm talking about poster format.
Oh, okay.
Strictly.
I'm pretty sure they fired all those into the center of the Earth.
And so that's what caused the core of the Earth to stop spinning and get to hack the planet.
Exactly.
As a time capsule, so future historians come back and discover.
Okay.
Maybe it's like finally like it's trying to break the tradition of like the halcyon days of the past. It's like they'll go back in time and they'll find Apocalypse Zero and be like, man, the past sucks.
Yeah.
We're so much better off now, even with all of our wars and disease. We don't have this crap.
It wasn't the radiation, it was the culture, man. Yeah. It was the culture that did them in.
Hopefully they'll do the right thing and just burn them on the spot.
Are you kidding? In 20 years, people will look back on Apocalypse Zero and think it was good.
I'm afraid that's likely true.
Old school back anime.
Apocalypse Zero now and
think
it was
good.
Good.
Yeah,
oh
my gosh! When we did a review of that on our podcast, some guy or I actually looked up stuff because I do the show notes, and there were a whole bunch of reviews, and everyone's like, "Apocalypse Zero, it's a breath of fresh air in anime." And I'm like, "This is just the like. There's always been weird crap in anime. This isn't a breath of fresh air. It's just super weird crap. It's like, you know." A pile of crap that has some kind of tinfoil in it. You're like, how did that get there?
A breath of fresh ass.
Yeah, there you go.
So,
we'll pack up soon. What was the highlight of the con? What's the best thing that happened so far?
The best thing that happened so far was an assassination that took place at 3 in the morning in the Geek Knights hotel room. and you'll find out all about that on frontrowcrew.com, which is their podcast. So while we were podcasting, I just got up and shot them with a clown pistol. That was the only reason that we came to this con this weekend. It's like, we're going to shoot Rim
and Scott. $500 in plane tickets and airfare, hotel rooms and food, just to shoot some guys in the face.
Yeah.
And scar him for life with gunpowder. Gunpowder.
Oh, it was. I think it was worth it, and I have to concur. But, you know, on-air assassination really is priceless.
Yeah. They better not edit that out. I would be very pissed.
They won't. They absolutely would not, because they were talking about it at the podcasting panel. It's like, oh, Anime World Order shot me
our super
in
best
the nipple.
Our super best friend.
The clown pistol.
Yeah, his nipple was in pain for hours.
Yeah, we've got to head out because the checkout time for the hotel room is in about an hour.
Oh, you haven't checked out. All right.
So we'll see you around, Aaron and Noah from Ninja Consultant.
We'll be there, and that's it for Ninja Consultant signing off. Oh, wait, Doki Doki has an Apartheon shot. Final words.
See ya.
Thanks.
As a commonly heard final line from Undefeatable, starring Cynthia Rothrock and Don Meehan. That's a good line to end things on. See ya!
Cynthia Rothrock.
See ya!